Yo, yo, yo. What up, potheads? Hope y'all having a good Saturday night. My motherfucking cracker ass was working all day. But I'm heading over to my brother's right now to go watch some UFC fights. Watch that man, Gregor Gillespie, continue his streak and putting work in, man. But, you know, I've been thinking recently about about maybe trying to find an open mic. Well, I've already settled on it. I'm going to do it. I just got to work up the nuts and go fucking do it, man. But I want to do the open mic and go and do, like, stand-up and shit. But, like, throughout the day, I'll think of something funny and I'll jot it in my phone, or I'll make, like, a little side note that something reminds me of it. And so, I mean, it's not like, I mean, they're probably fucking retarded, but they make me laugh, and I kind of feel like whatever makes me laugh is important. But I don't know, man, I was maybe wanting to, I don't know, try one or two, or just, I don't know, I feel so stupid. It's like the first time my buddy took me to jiu-jitsu, and I was like, I wrestled in high school, and I thought that was gonna do something for me, but absolutely not. My buddy Sonny took me to jiu-jitsu and just absolutely fucked me up every day. My goddamn, I had like mat burn, or like it was like rug burn, but from on the fucking mat, to where he said, his dad said, I look like a goddamn burn victim. shit was so real, because I did too, but I don't know, just because this is something that I've never done, I just feel so stupid talking about it or whatever. But I don't know, I'm a drop one on y'all. So like, I've been working in the construction industry, you know, pretty much my whole adult working life. I do concrete now. I've done fucking HVAC work. I've done a little bit of carpentry. And, you know, in the construction business, you're around, I mean, not everything's toxic, but 99% of the time, the shit that you're breathing in doing those jobs, you don't want to be breathing in. And a fucking, that's that shit that fucking, that's the shit that put fucking, I completely forgot what I was thinking about. Fucking whatever. That's the shit that put fucking Superman in a wheelchair, alright? This shit, what you be breathing in. But I go out this bitch like a ninja, son. My face wrapped up, my respirator on. Fucking, I don't want to come in contact with none of this nasty fucking concrete dust, or just any of these nasty fumes that I dealt with, you know. And fucking all these guys ask me, you know, why do you cover up like that, blah, blah, blah. And I never really talk at work either. Like, you know, I'll ask a couple questions. Hey, what do we need to get done? Okay, boom. But other than that, I don't really talk at work. I keep shit, you know, pretty straightforward. And so, you know, fucking, I mean, guys ask me, it seemed like every day for a year and a half, why do I wrap up like that? Well, all of a sudden, out of the blue, this guy, we'll call him Mark for this story, this motherfucker dies out of the blue from fucking mesothelioma, that shit that you see on late night TV at like 2 in the morning. So I got, you know, of course, invited to his funeral, so I went, and during, you know, the reception, all that shit, if that's what you call it, I leaned into his fucking casket, and I whispered, "This is why I wrap up, motherfucker." But that's one of my jokes. If y'all didn't find it funny, fuck you, I think it's funny. But go check out this past weekend, check out Congratulations Podcast, check out the Church of What's Happening Now, check out the Joe Rogan Experience. Hope y'all have a good rest of your weekend, man. Roll something up and smoke it.
Peace.